Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we are talking about taking the pressure off the Christmas season. I don't know about you, but I was just in a group of moms, women. We were talking about Christmas, and it wasn't even December yet. It was like right after Thanksgiving, and we were all kind of talking about, you know, what the season has to bring and the magic and all the things, the expectations and the stress that can come. And I remember one of the women who is in my group said, I am literally already dreading the Christmas season. And I was like, why? It hasn't even started yet. And she said, because I'm already thinking of all the things that I have to do to make everything so special. I have to, you know, have this Advent that I read with my kids every day. And I have to, you know, decorate the house. And I have to do the teacher's gifts and do the baking and, you know, make the cookies and do all the things, the Christmas shopping for everybody. And it just feels overwhelming to me. And I could totally empathize because I think all of us, especially moms, sometimes we carry the brunt of we have to make it this magical season. And it's all up to us. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? And if we don't make it magical, our kids are going to have the worst Christmas ever. And we put all this pressure on ourselves. And so today, I would just like to give you permission to deep breathe and take the pressure off. I looked at her and I said, don't do all the things. And now I'm a little bit older than her. I mean, I guess I'm a lot older than her. I'm like maybe 15 years older than her. I like to say a little. But, you know, I remember what it felt like when I had littles and I felt like I needed to do all these things. And at the time, I had some maybe more time to do those things. You know, now I'm a full-time working mom and those things that I used to do, I don't have the time to do it. And my kids are a little older. They maybe wouldn't appreciate it as much. Now, I love traditions. You know this. You know that there are a lot of traditions that we do in our family, whether it be Saturday morning donuts that Grant goes and gets every Saturday, or whether it be during the Christmas season that we do our, you know, totally like chocolate Advent calendar, you know, whatever it is, I love a good tradition. But I think there was a point in time a couple years ago that I felt the stress and overwhelmment of literally, this is what I felt like I had to do. I had to read an Advent devotion with my kids every single morning, which, you know, that's probably not the greatest time when everyone's trying to hustle and get ready for school. And if I didn't do it, I felt guilty all day that I hadn't like infused them with the spirit of Jesus and the real reason for Christmas. We did a giving calendar, which I still love. I mean, I can share that with you. And it just helps our kids understand the importance of giving. I think my kids are older now, so they kind of get it. But as they were going through these formative years, we did these different things. So I did a giving calendar. We did this thing that's pretty awesome. It's called Advent Prep Club. A friend of mine leads it, and she does like these activities every day. The kids get to open a little envelope, and there's an activity for the day. And that was super stressful for me because I am not a super organized person, and so I couldn't keep up with it. So I just dialed it back to one activity a week. And some of you do Elf on the Shelf, which is so fun for you. And some of you do it because you feel like you have to, and it's so stressful. And so we add all these, you know, different expectations to what we think makes it a magical season or Christmas for our kids. And I guess as I've kind of gone through this, you know, a few, you know, seasons with my kids, I have a kid that's 15 years old, is that all those things, when you have time to do it or you love to do it, when I have the time to do some of those things, I really love it. You know, I am a creative at heart. And so there are some things that I really love. I really love decorating. I really love doing some magical experiences. I have a friend who goes all out with some of the most creative ideas. And I love that for her. I'm not jealous of that. I don't compare myself to that. I love that for her. It makes her so happy. But I think as moms, we need to figure out what brings us joy, because we don't want to get through these holiday seasons and us be completely tapped out. Like, I think a lot of times what happened to me is that I was so busy making it so special and magical and organized for my family that at the end of Christmas, I was so worn out and kind of dreaded it because I felt like I had all these high expectations, and if I didn't do the things, then they weren't going to experience this magical season. And so I guess today I just want to give you permission to do one thing. Just do the one thing. So I'm going to give you several ideas of some things that we've done in the past. And I think there was this tendency for me a long time ago that I needed to do all of them. And now this year, I'm kind of like, hashtag lazy simple Christmas. Has this podcast impacted your life? You're not alone. This podcast is part of the Christian Parenting Podcast Network of 37 total shows that reach hundreds of thousands of other parents just like you. We are so honored to be a part of their network. They provide digital and printed resources, encouragement that is rooted in biblical truth, and they have an entire network of faith-based podcasts just for families, including this one. But as you know, creating resources and running podcasts, it's not free. And so as a donor-based ministry, Christian Parenting relies on generous donors just like you to continue to make podcasts like mine happen. So if you love this podcast, and I hope you do, would you consider giving a year-end gift to Christian Parenting? We are seeking to raise $23,661 by December 31st so that we can continue to produce the podcast and reach even more parents in 2024. Every gift matters and every gift makes a difference. You can give your best gift by December 31st to help end the year strong and reach our goal. Give today at cpgive.org. That's cpgive.org. That's what I said to my friends. I think this year, I'm going to be okay with that. And I'm giving you permission to be okay with that too, because quite honestly, what I'm learning is that my kids just want me around. They just want to be present with me. We sit and we watch movies. We've been watching movies on school nights, Christmas movies. We have been able to have some fun with friends and family. I don't have a 30-day calendar of what we're going to be doing every day. I'm kind of taking it weekend by weekend. We have a lot of weekends. We still have soccer tournaments going on. But you can make some magical moments in those. And so if you're a planner and you love to do that, awesome. But if it is so overwhelming and you just need to plan one thing, I'll give you some ideas on the show notes of some things that I've done in the past that I have loved doing, Advent Prep Club and some different Advent things that we enjoy. But I would encourage you, you don't got to do them all. Your kids probably don't remember all the things. They probably remember a few traditions. And I encourage you to just experience it with them. Instead of being so tired. I don't know one mom that at the end of Christmas is like, oh man, I have so much energy after this season. They're tired. They're ready for probably it to be over. And I just want to say, you know what? Give yourself permission to do some things that bring you joy in the midst of doing things for everybody else. Do the one thing. Do the one thing and be okay with that. Give yourself permission to just enjoy the season. I hope this helps. I hope this gives you, helps take some pressure off. And I hope you enjoy this season with your family. Thanks so much for being a part of our community, for being love and doing good in all that you do in your families and your community. And we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for being with us.